John Busby with the Culture Buzz, and I am so looking forward to sharing my next guest with you. Sandra Ingerman is my guest, and she has written a book that she shares with the world now, The Book of Ceremony. And you know that every so often I try to encourage you to connect with books that I call life resource books. And this is probably one of the greatest life resource books that I've shared with you folks out there. Let me not just use my words, but use the words of Dr. Judith Orloff, a New York Times best-selling author, about Sandra's book. What I love about this book and Sandra Ingerman is that you are invited to go deep, to connect to nature and your deepest essence as a human being and spiritual being through the vehicle of ceremony. This book can be a lifelong, trusted guide to the sacred rituals you create in your life. Why should I say words when we've got such great words there, Sandra, kind of leading us into the conversation? And I do have to thank my other guest with us, Kimberly Busby, who I do know quite well, because she has been one of my strongest forces and influencers in my life. She's also a shamanic practitioner and energy guide, and she's the one who introduced me to you by saying, John, you really need to connect with Sandra. And I am so glad she did, because your book is fascinating. And I want to start with the whole idea of ceremony, because from what I have gleaned is that you're really not so much changing as expanding on the idea of ceremony for those new to the concepts you present. Is that a good place to start?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we perform ceremonies all the time. You know, we perform marriage ceremonies and ceremonies for birthdays and welcoming a child into the world and funerals. But we oftentimes don't understand how to bring the sacred into the ceremonial work so that it actually ends up being a true transformative experience. A lot of the ceremonies that are being practiced in the modern day world, we're doing them in a very rote way and losing what we would call the true magic or the true medicine of why ceremonies have been performed for tens of thousands of years.
Wow. Well, one thing that just resonated with me is your connection with nature and the fact that you allow nature to connect back with you. And one of the thoughts that popped in my head is, well, there seem to be many out there who appreciate nature. Like, aren't those trees beautiful? Or let's take a walk in the woods for a few minutes and come home. Your book really helps people truly connect with nature in deeper and more fulfilling ways, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we have to understand that we're living in a technological culture, and so, you know, we can experience the incredible beauty of nature and the healing power of nature because, you know, we get so relaxed when we can really sink into nature. But imagine these ancient shamanic communities that had no way to find food or to make shelter, and these helping spirits, compassionate spirits, came in, and nature itself started to open up ways to find great food sources and how to thrive and not just to fight so hard to survive. And so ceremonial work and understanding how we are nature and we can't separate ourselves from nature is a teaching that is cross-cultural, that dates back over 100,000 years, because people were so dependent on being able to speak to nature and connect with nature in order to survive and thrive.
I love that. Sandra Ingerman is my guest. She has a wonderful website. I cannot encourage you enough to do some cultural exploration on your own and visit her website, SandraIngerman.com, SandraIngerman.com. Tons of great information, tons of great opportunities for you to learn more, to gain more. And we are talking about her newest book, which is just, it's a fantastic gateway book for me. The Book of Ceremony, it offers so much to you. And I'm going to let you expand on that, because as you referred to, we are talking about practices that have been passed down for millennia. I mean, tens of thousands of millennia, almost. But I also want to give Kimberly a chance, because she is just chomping at the bit to ask a question too. And she has some great questions. And the thing I appreciate about what she brings is more of an experienced understanding that she's still trying to teach me, because I'm still very much a learner in this process. So I have two wonderful sages here. You, Sandra, by all means, and Kimberly, who's kind of guiding as she can.
Well, thank you, John. We're all learning.
You are all learning. Shamanism is a life path. It's something we never, ever master.
Right.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
your
book so much. It's enlightening, it's creative, and it's spiritual, and it's so specific and reassuring in these turbulent times, which leads me to my first question for you. You speak in the book of initiation that the entire planet is going through a shift or an upheaval of sorts for its peoples, which is being reflected in nature. Why is now such an important time for us to return to shamanic practices?
Well, initiation is one of the key teachings in shamanism, because it puts us back into deep connection with nature. Again, we are nature. And everything in nature, there's always a death process, a process of dissolution that goes on. And through that process of dissolution that goes on, what is no longer needed is shed, like the snake of the skin, and more room is made, is created inside of us, so that we can step more into our spiritual light and to bring the goodness of life into our life and into that of our loved ones, our family, and our community. And so ceremony is a real way for us to feel centered and supported during such a dissolution process, because in the world that we're living in, a lot of the beliefs, a lot of our behavior, it's just not supporting our health or the health of the planet.
Yeah.
And so a lot has to dissolve right now. This is a necessary process. It's in shamanism, it's called an initiation, mm-hmm. where that which no longer is needed or serves us anymore is healed, and there's a rememberment into a state of rebirth and illumination and into new growth. And so it's an exciting process. And when we perform ceremonial work, we step into such an ancient collective, because if we think about it, ceremonies have been performed for tens of thousands of years. The earth, it's 4.6 billion years old. The wind is the most ancient living being that exists on the planet, and we have the sun and the moon and the constellations and the primal sea, which is billions of years old. And so during these turbulent times, when we call upon these ancient elemental forces that have been here for, you know, billions of years, it brings you into a state of centeredness, feeling empowered, feeling grounded, feeling a strength that you can forge ahead during this turbulent time, and that we have this amazing tool of ceremony to help us navigate the changes.
Yes. So many of us have been disconnected from our spirituality. And as a shamanic practitioner myself, I've had some people express concern that shamanism could be at cross purposes with their spiritual belief systems they were raised with. But in my opinion, since shamanism is, you know, personal and it's directly personal and it's nature-based, I believe it to be globally compatible and sacred with all belief systems. And I'd love to have you elaborate on what you feel about this subject.
Oh, yeah. I have actually experimented with this. I've taken it to the absolute max of what you could do with ceremony. I have not found a population of people who I can't do ceremony with.
Right.
And I had the amazing opportunity in around 2004 to partner with the University of Michigan Integrative School of Medicine.
Yeah.
And we did a pilot research study showing how ceremonial work and shamanism can help heart attack patients who were dealing with depression after their heart attack. And it was a randomized study, and so my group ended up being 97 or 98% fundamentalist Christian,
mm-hmm.
and came to the workshop with their Bibles in hand. And we did a lot of the ceremonies, different ceremonies that I wrote about in the Book of Ceremony. Basically, it's all about your intention. When you call in the divine, what does that mean to you? We all have divine forces we connect to. And so our role as ceremonial leaders is to use vocabulary that invites everybody into the
yes.
circle, because there's nothing about performing ceremony that should bump up against anybody's belief system if you just don't use words that force somebody into a tradition that isn't where their heart is calling them
yes.
to practice.
Our guest today is Sandra Ingerman, and as you can tell, she has so much to offer. Just consider this kind of a brief sampler of what you can explore, understand, and most importantly, receive when you start by visiting her website, Sandra Ingerman, S-A-N-D-R-A-I-N-G-E-R-M-A-N. And the book we're talking about is her new book, The Book of Ceremony. And the subtitle, I want to ask something about this, Shamanic Wisdom for Invoking the Sacred in Everyday Life. And the thing that I think many people who aren't familiar with shamanism, with the benefits, with the understanding of ceremony, maybe it's my rural Iowa upbringing, but it's like, sacred is something special and rare. How can I do that every day?
Yeah, and that's about through intention. You know, we can all be not just bless other beings and the planet, but we can be a blessing by, you know, how we engage in everyday life. So just as a really quick couple of examples, I have a student who wrote in that she's following one of the ceremonies that I wrote about, of taking a bottle of bubbles that you get from a toy store and blowing them up into the air with prayers of peace for the planet. And so she's doing this in cities, and people are going up to her and going, what are you doing? And she's going, I'm blowing prayers of peace up into the universe. And all of a sudden she has all these people blowing bubbles of prayers for the earth. And one of the ceremonies I wrote about was how you can create a prayer tree of tying
yes.
ribbons of prayers onto a tree. And some of my students have created prayer trees in parks, and people are putting ribbons of prayers on for themselves, their families, and the planet, and these beautiful ribbons are blowing in parks all over the world. And so there is ways to bring sacred into our everyday life, and it's much simpler than we think. It's by holding the intention that we want to be a blessing. as we go about our daily activities.
Yes, that's wonderful. I love the creativity and playfulness of those examples, and you can be sacred and playful all at once, and I love that.
Yeah.
I want to help some of the people that are listening out there that may need a little help getting past a word. The word is shaman. Because sometimes I think people, I think it's more because of a lack of knowing and understanding than anything else. For me, shaman is a word that stretches back, as you've already told us, way back into time. And through that very testament of time, it's proven techniques are still there to be used and benefited from. But what can I tell someone who says, you know, I'm learning some shamanic information, some wisdom here. And they go, shaman, what do I tell them?
Well, you know, it's interesting because shamanism is the oldest practice on the planet. And it was practiced by every culture in the world. And so probably everybody listening actually has ancestors who practice shamanism. And one way to think about it in a way that doesn't feel so bumpy to many of us who, you know, just really have no idea. It sounds so mystical, going into unseen realms. What is this and what is it used for? And can we get hurt by it? And basically in shamanism, it's believed that there are these divine beings like our guardian angels who love life on Earth and have a different perspective. They're intermediaries to Source or God or the power of the universe, whatever you believe in. And they're looking down on our lives, and they could see we're in the game of life. We're so busy playing on the field that we can't see what's happening around us. And these helping and compassionate spirits, they speak to us in ways that we have to open up our imagination to be able to listen, and they try to give us ways to improve our health and healing ceremonies to heal illnesses and ceremonies to honor the cycles and the seasons and growing so that we can feed our families and on and on. And so it really is about working with divine forces who help us to tap into our own divinity too, because who we are beyond our body and our mind is we're spiritual light. We're here to shine our light, not to hide our light. We're here to shine our light. And that's all the practice of shamanism is about, is teaching us how to shine our light and to live an evolved and a conscious life of honor and respect and love for all of life. So it's actually a beautiful practice that's all about honoring life, honoring about nature, honoring about change.
Yes.
I'm going to save that, and I'm going to share that with people because you have encapsulated so beautifully what I want to share with people who maybe need to understand better. We're getting close to running out of time. Sandra Ingerman is my guest. Go to her website. I'll just encourage you to do that. SandraIngerman.com, SandraIngerman.com. But definitely get her book, The Book of Ceremony. It's a wonderful book. It's something you need to dig into. Kimberly is raising her hand here. You can't see that out there, but I can see it here, folks. But we're going to let her kind of wrap things up with you, Sandra, okay?
Thank you, John.
I loved what you said about connecting to our ancient ancestors and how they're always with us. My mother has passed, but she always said when I had a problem, rise above it. And every time I think of that, I see, of course, hawks and eagles. because the intermediary spirit world is trying to help us get a higher perspective on things and awaken to all the potential that we have. And I think that you're a wonderful example of somebody that can help educate us and inspire us. So thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Kimberly. Thank you for the brilliant work that you're doing, and
I
look forward to seeing more of what you have to share with us, too.
Thank you.
And thank you, everybody.
Oh, blessings. Sandra, thank you so much for your time, and I'm going to ask one small favor. Is down the road, if we can reconnect, I want to continue this dialogue because I think I'm going to get great response from what you have shared today. And I want to keep sharing in the future, and you are such a wonderful sharer. So The Book of Ceremony by Sandra Ingerman. Please get your copy. Thank you, Sandra, for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.